5 and 1240 WRTA.
Over the years, do you think they would get the picture? But I guess not. Let's see. Logan Township going to fill the seat of a supervisor left by the death of Joe Metzger. And something we forgot to mention yesterday is happening today. Wonder what that could be. All that coming up. And I'm going to replay the Joe Concha bit you just heard, because if you were here with yesterday's show, we had AOL Bubblehead giving her spiel on Taiwan, which was Congresswoman. Well, she did it again today. We are not off the air. I have no idea where this is coming from. We were just on the air. All right. I don't know what it is. We were on the air, and now all of a sudden we're off the air. I hit the button like I was supposed to. Yeah, I know. Okay. Something happening today that you'll need to pay attention to. In sports, both of our baseball teams get back on the field tonight. Aaron Rodgers. Oh, my goodness. He was actually in Pittsburgh yesterday, and he wasn't gambling at the Rivers Casino. All that coming up.
It's time for WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Views and opinions expressed by the hosts of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of the staff, management, or ownership of WRTA.
Yes, I disagree with what I'm hearing.
Or most of the other people that are listening. And now, WRTA Mornings.
Okay, let's rock and roll here, WRTA. It is Tuesday, May 19th.
Yeah, what are you going to do with that?
I have a birthday wish, but she can't hear me.
Everyone can hear you. We're worldwide.
She lives in Indiana.
Well, we're worldwide.
She doesn't listen, I guarantee you.
No.
Anyway, she's a classmate. Former girlfriend, too.
Well.
Back in those classmate days. All right.
That's an elite group.
Of 191. I think that's how many graduated from our group. By the way, today is Election Day. Actually, it's Primary Election Day. Forgot to mention that yesterday. That's because it's today. So those of you Democrats and Republicans can go out there and choose the candidate of your choice. Us independents have to sit on the sideline and go, who are we going to vote for in November?
Yeah.
So.
Kind of interesting. I had someone point out to me that Mastriano is running a write-in campaign for governor. Okay, write-in campaigns don't work very well. I mean, especially in a statewide race.
No.
The odds of getting people to write somebody in are pretty low to begin with.
Not to mention having to get to millions of people.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. Trying to get that statewide, how do you get that? And besides, he's now the ambassador to, well, not yet.
One of those Vakias.
He has to be approved. Slovakia.
Not Czechos?
No.
Slovakia?
Just Slovakia. My mom was a Slovak.
Wow.
So there.
Did she like Polish music?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. All right, so get out and vote. Did Ocasio-Cortez come in the building? I swear, if somebody asked her to spell her initials, she'd get it wrong. I swear, because I'm going to play you something now that tops even what I played you yesterday if you didn't hear Joe Concha. I have it all teed up and ready to go. Now, you know, the members of the squad that they're called, they're the squad, that the set of four elected officials in Congress that hate the United States of America, and yet they keep getting elected to Congress, which puts them deeper and deeper into taking a foothold of our government, all right? But every time they open their mouths, they get dumber and dumber. and they keep showing us how much dumber they can be. Well, yesterday it was the question of Taiwan, and you heard that answer, which was no answer at all, because all it was Valley Girl,
maps.
Policy and maps and, you know, U.S. Americans. Well, okay, AOL Bubblehead has stepped in it again, this time talking about the Revolutionary War in the United States of America. The Revolutionary War. This is an elected United States Congresswoman telling us. I got to give it a bell. Telling us what the Revolutionary War was all about. And here's Joe Concha. Oh, no.
And now, Joe Concha sounds off.
All right. I'm gonna let it dwindle down there to where we get it. This is all right. Somebody shut that alarm off.
Well, I thought somebody heard you, but no.
I thought maybe Oz come out from behind the curtain. No. All right, we're going to get to this.
Oz. He's here about fraud.
Well, let's go to the phones.
It's in a different
meantime,
Oz, right?
While I tee this up. Hello. Good morning.
Hi. I didn't want to interrupt your Joe Concha, but
no. Go right ahead. I have to tee it up again.
Okay, but for the record, Mastriano himself isn't doing a write-in campaign. His supporters are. Mastriano has already said that he isn't running for governor.
No.
So it's his supporters that are doing the write-in campaign for him.
Well,
how can you make someone, you know, run for governor that doesn't want to run for governor, you know?
You write him in. You write him in. That's how you do
right.
that.
Yeah, right.
Well, so, you know, he failed 4 years ago. What's going to change? Nothing.
Right. And a very difficult route, as Rich and I just talked about, to try to get a write-in campaign across the state. And it's like, you know, a couple of days before the election and people start to talk about it. Oh, now it's tough to begin with. And when your timing is that bad, then it's virtually impossible.
True. But I'm on a couple of his pages.
Yeah.
And they've been talking about this for like 2 or 3 months. His supporters. So, I mean, now it's just coming out into the mainstream a few days before, you know. I don't understand it, but, you know.
Well, I give an A for effort.
The other thing is, when you never see any commercials about it, then you know it's not, you know, it's either very ill-conceived or it's just something that, you know, he doesn't care about, because otherwise you'd buy advertising. You know, to say, hey, write in, you know, Mastriano for governor. No, I don't. I haven't seen or heard any such ads.
Right. I mean, you know, Mastriano's supporters are on the other side of the spectrum of Ocasio-Cortez supporters.
We're about to hear another gem from her.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, well, hey.
All right, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call on that.
All right, I think I got this thing teed up now. If I screw it up again, I'll just re-tee it. But this is AOL Bubblehead talking about the Revolutionary War and what it was all about.
Apparently, the American Revolution was not fought over taxes or independence, but according to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, it was fought as a fight against billionaires or something.
The American Revolution was against the billionaires of their time. And we're declaring independence from such an extreme marriage of wealth and power and the state.
No, what you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone listening right now is dumber for having listened to it. No representation without taxation. That's what it was all about. Pick up a history book.
It was a revolution against the marriage of wealth and power.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry, AOL Bubblehead, but there probably weren't even any billionaires around at that time. You know, we were just starting to get together as a country here.
Well, that's okay. She just adjusted for inflation.
Yeah. She keeps stepping out there and sounding so stupid. Someone once said, there's a limit to genius, but there's no limit to stupid. And she's proving it every single day she opens her mouth.
And this gets back to something we talked about yesterday. If she can't read it off of a script, off of a teleprompter, that's what you get. And there is no ability to digest information and then be able to talk about it intelligently. I don't know where she lost that. But then again, you have to remember her background. These people are complaining in California about this guy that's running for mayor of Los Angeles. He has no background. He's a TV star, reality TV star. Well, what was she before she got elected to the House of Representatives? A barmaid.
Oh, but that qualifies you out in California, sure. Can you waste money and spend money, and can you steal money? Well, you're in. All right, now we got another call, but we're up against a break. But I am just dumbfounded. Dumb being the operative word, how these people just keep getting in front of microphones and just keep sounding so stupid, and people just keep supporting them. It's like you got to look at each other like, what did she just say? That it was not, the revolution was fought over a revolution against the billionaires of their time. And here's what you do, folks. If you have an aquarium at home, if you have an aquarium, or even if you just have a little goldfish in a bowl, I want you to take that fish out, or take one of the fish out of your aquarium and put it down on a table and watch it flap because it's out of water. That's what you get with AOL Bubblehead has to talk intelligently, or has to answer a question that she knows nothing about. Then you put the fish back in the water. And then she just floats on her merry way. Float being the operative word, because she is continuously on cloud 9 or 8 or 7 or World War 11. No, oh, that's the other one. That's the Ilhan Omar. But yeah, the squad just keeps showing us their knowledge and their brilliance and their forthright answers about history or present day. They just keep showing their smarts.
Yeah, well, and the other thing is, when these people go to gatherings and there's people that do applaud for them, seriously applaud for them, not golf claps, they're enthusiastic. What are they? Those ones that are standing there clapping.
That's what really, because they're the ones that are voting.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, AccuWeather says breezy this morning. And there'll be some clouds coming in, and then a thunderstorm around this afternoon, high of 88. We had two thunderstorms yesterday. But I got caught in one of them because I was trying to finish mowing my grass.
No, I didn't get either one.
So, anyway, 88 today, which is lower than what they were forecasting yesterday. Just a point of reference. Partly cloudy, warm tonight, 69, 81 tomorrow, clouds and sun, and a thunderstorm. Well, stay tuned, because the temperatures back off when we get to the weekend. 68, partly sunny, 6:30 WRTA mornings.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are your bad feet making you grumpy all day, like Dan was?
I was born with a sunny disposition, but I had so much knee pain and foot pain, I wasn't that way anymore. I didn't know what to do. But then I'm driving down the street one day and my knee's hurting, and I see a Good Feet store. I thought, what do I have to lose?
Good Feet arch supports aren't just a cushion or a flimsy shoe insert. We have a system of arch supports designed to create better alignment for all four of your foot's arches. And the only place to get the Good Feet system is at the Good Feet store.
Once I got my arch supports from Good Feet, I just went back to being my happy self again. My wife noticed it. My friends noticed it. Even my dog noticed it. I just wish that I'd found Good Feet 20 or 30 years ago. I've got my sunny back.
Visit the new store in Logan Town Center across from Barnes & Noble. Book your free fitting at goodfeet.com.
Thanks to the Good Feet store.
I know that hiring can be challenging. You sort through tons of resumes and you get too many so-so applicants. You're just waiting for someone to match your role perfectly. Well, now, there's a place where you can meet them fast. ZipRecruiter.
Need to hire right away. Start your search for strong candidates. The right fit awaits. Build your team. Build it sooner. Meet your match on ZipRecruiter.
Just head to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try it for free. And you're on your way to meeting your match. 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. So try it now. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Meet your match on ZipRecruiter. Try it free.
See and hear what referee Rich and Dave Shannon really think with WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. President Trump calls off today's planned military strike on Iran at the request of Gulf allies. More from Fox's Jared Halpern.
The president says he was asked by Arab Gulf leaders to postpone a resumption of bombing against Iran because a peace deal is still possible.
On Truth Social, President Trump said serious negotiations are underway in an effort to end the conflict. Fox's Evan Brown reports on today's Georgia primary.
Georgia has 14 congressional districts and one U.S. senator, Democrat John Ossoff, is up for re-election. He is the presumptive nominee for his party. 5 Republicans, including sitting Congressman Buddy Carter and Mike Collins, are looking for their party nomination.
Republican Governor Brian Kemp is term limited. Alabama, Idaho, Kentucky, Oregon, and Pennsylvania are also holding primaries today. America's listening to Fox News.
'67, partly sunny out there, 633, Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. Pennsylvania's primary election is set to go in less than half an hour. Polls across the state will be open at the top of the hour at 7. Until 8 p.m., voters will select party candidates for a variety of races in the general election, including Congress and the State House and Senate. Registered voters can visit Pennsylvania Department of State webpage to confirm their polling locations before going to vote. Republican gubernatorial candidate Stacey Garrity and Lieutenant Governor candidate Jason Ritchie brought their pre-primary tour to Cambria County Republican headquarters yesterday, focusing on rural Pennsylvania and often overlooked areas of the state. Yeah, right, until they leave. Garrity emphasized an inflection point for the state, pushing a platform focused on energy development and reducing household utility costs. Well, there's an easy way to do that. Somebody take over the PUC and get rid of the rubber stamp. The campaign stop highlighted the candidate's focus on smaller communities ahead of today's primary election. Logan Township supervisors are accepting applications until 4:15 this afternoon to fill the vacant seat left by the death of Joe Metzger. Eligible residents must submit a resume and specific application questionnaire in person to the township office with a replacement appointment scheduled for May 28th. For more information on how to acquire the application form, go to WRTA.com. At least one Blair County school district has a no tax hike budget planned for next year. Altoona Mirror reports today the Williamsburg Community School Board has approved their proposed 26-27 spending plan that does not include a tax increase for property owners. Their budget stands at just over $10.5 million with a projected $650,000 deficit. Budget will now be open for public inspection for 30 days and will be voted on June 9th. No details were given on how the district will tackle that deficit. A New York judge has ruled that while the initial search of Luigi Mangione's backpack in Altoona was unconstitutional, the alleged murder weapon found during a subsequent station house inventory search is admissible in his trial for murder. Judge Gregory Caro suppressed evidence from the restaurant search, including a passport and magazine, but deemed the later discovery of a handgun lawful. Mangione is accused of murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York. Penn State's Lambda Chi Alpha fraternity chapter will implement a comprehensive intervention plan and has accepted a one-semester suspension to resolve allegations of hazing from the spring 2025 semester, and that's according to a release from the university. Following an investigation into practices like servitude and alcohol misuse, the chapter removed over 70 members and, through a voluntary resolution process, agreed to mandatory training and ongoing monitoring by the university. It seems like that's all they do. Penn State has suspended 10 fraternity chapters, including 9 for hazing. The latest is Delta Chi, facing a minimum 4-year suspension due to hazing, substance violations, and policy breaches. U.S. Senator Dave McCormick says the restart of Three Mile Island symbolizes Pennsylvania's future as an energy producer. The Republican toured the facility yesterday as work continues to restart Unit 1 reactor after it closed in 2019. He said the reopening of the facility, known as the site of the worst commercial nuclear accident in United States history, is emblematic of the rebirth of nuclear power. That reactor could open as soon as June of next year. A rift has occurred within the Bellefonte community after a Bellefonte High School senior was expelled weeks before graduation after he voluntarily surrendered a fishing knife deemed to be a weapon by the district on a field trip, triggering a 3,500 signature petition against the board's unanimous decision. The student is reported to have accidentally brought the knife, and when he realized his mistake, gave the knife to a teacher. While the board cited a consistent application of their policy, critics argue the penalty is excessive. Superintendent Roy Razowski noted in a letter that the school policy dictates potential expulsion for the mere possession of a weapon, regardless of intent. 27-year-old Nantyglo man Calvin Ates died yesterday after losing control of his motorcycle, sliding off Admiral Perry Highway in Munster Township. State police reported the incident occurred around 2 a.m. when Ates failed to negotiate a curve, resulting in that fatal crash. Students pursuing short-term career and technical training programs will soon be able to use federal Pell Grants to help pay for school. Education officials say the new workforce Pell Grant rule expands eligibility to programs tied to high demand job fields, which states deciding which programs qualify. Man, I got to read that one again so I don't get tongue-tied. And here's some breaking news. Temperatures will continue to soar today across Pennsylvania with record-breaking temps and humidity possibly on the way. Today's high is expected to be 91. Altoona broke their record yesterday, so that's a moot point. 6:38. Let's move on to the cooler sports.
Really? All right, let's see what we got. After a day off, both the Curve and Pirates back on the fields tonight. Curve continued their 2-week homestand, coming into town, the Erie Seawolves. And Altoona is coming off a series win over Harrisburg. They took 4 of 7, first pitch tonight, set for 6 here on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA. After a disastrous weekend against Philadelphia, the Pirates try to right their ship against St. Louis. Now, those two teams met 2 weeks ago, as you may recall, in Pittsburgh, and the Redbirds swept a 4-game series from the Bucks. Mitch Keller is starting for the Pirates in first pitch, 7:45 on 96.1 Hank FM. At least the Steelers won't have to wait until July for Aaron Rodgers. To the surprise of many, Rodgers dropped his ayahuasca retreat, and he was in attendance at the Steelers' organized team activities yesterday. Wow. Last year, Rodgers waited until mandatory minicamp started before he announced he was coming to the Berg. Former college and pro coach Urban Meyer lost his court case to claim $30 million from the Jacksonville Jaguars. A court ruling denied Meyer's claim that the Jags owed him that $30 million after he was fired for cause back in 2021. An unidentified source leaked the details to the media without comment from either side. Who let that out? Who told them? The NHL's version of the Frozen Four is now set. Montreal blew a 2-0 lead last night, but scored nearly 12 minutes into OT and beat Buffalo 3-2 to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs. The Habs will now face a well-rested Carolina team. They probably played a few rounds of golf since they've been hanging around. Anyway, and they're still in the playoffs. See, they got to play golf during the playoffs. Carolina last played May 9th That series begins Thursday in Raleigh. District 6 baseball and softball playoffs took advantage of the summer-like weather for games yesterday. Triple-A quarters, Richland over Central Cambria 10-4. Bald Eagle Area eliminated Central 8-7. Tyrone upset Huntingdon 2-1. Phillipsburg, Mercy ruled Marion Center 11-1. Single-A quarters, Juniata Valley beat Williamsburg in the two schools that play together in football. 8-4, Juniata Valley with a win. Claysburg topped Purchase Line 12-2. Homer Center hammered St. Joe's 16-3. Northern Cambria defeated Conemaugh Valley 6-2. In softball, Triple-A quarters, Bedford shut out Cambria Heights 3-0. Another 3-0 score, that is, as Bald Eagle Area did that to Huntingdon. Westmont top Central Cambria 6-4. Phillipsburg 11. Forest Hills 1. Double-A quarters, West Branch 8, Mount Union 6, Southern Huntingdon walloped Moe Valley 16-5. Single-A quarters, Claysburg pounding Penns Manor 11-9, Juniata Valley 10, Homer Center 9, Purchase Line 3, Bishop McCourt 1, and Conemaugh Valley doubled up Portage 18-9. It's 68 and partly sunny. Wow, warm day. 642 WRTA Mornings.
Have you been listening to the news recently? Have you heard about the cruise ship with the hantavirus outbreak? This is Dr. George Slufko from the Lung Disease Foundation of Central Pennsylvania. The hantavirus outbreak has rekindled memories of the recent COVID pandemic. You know what type of disease this virus can cause? Is this the beginning of another worldwide pandemic? I know many of you have questions, and I'd like to try and answer some of them. Be with me and my co-host Doug Herendeen this Tuesday, May 19th at 2 p.m. for The Buzz with Dr. Z here on WRTA 98.5 and 1240. And I'll be talking about the hantavirus, what it is, how you get it, how can I protect myself. I'll also compare the hantavirus outbreak to the COVID epidemic. This is going to be an interesting and timely show, so be with me and Doug at 2 p.m. Tuesday, May 19th on WRTA 98.5 and 1240 for The Buzz with Dr. Z.
There's something special about spring. It brings a sense of possibility, a fresh start, and new dreams for the place you call home. At ARC Federal Credit Union, we're proud to help make those dreams feel within reach. Whether you're purchasing a new home, renovating your current one, or planning improvements that make life a little brighter, our team is here with local service, trusted support, and financing options designed with your goals in mind. As a not-for-profit credit union, we put people first. That means you can count on honest guidance, personal attention, and a commitment to helping our community grow stronger one home at a time. And for qualified borrowers, lender credits of up to $4,000 may be available. This spring, take the next step with a financial partner you can trust. Visit arcfcu.org to learn more. ARC Federal Credit Union, helping our neighbors feel at home. Insured by NCUA.
I'm Maria Bartiromo, and this is the Fox Business Report.
We'll find out today how the housing market is holding up. The National Association of Realtors is releasing its pending home sales index for April. Economists see a 1.4% rise in sales. Though Jeff Sika of Circle Squared Alternative Investments believes the overall housing market is stalled.
What we're going to see now, especially in permits and construction, is that construction is grinding to a halt. And what does that mean? There's no more supply. And with interest rates at this high level, with very little supply, it doesn't give much hope to the first-time home buyers.
Earnings come out today from home builder Toll Brothers, Home Depot, and restaurant chain Cava Group. Also, some Fed officials speak today. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Judy Casola, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicolaus & Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any...
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today we'll start off breezy in the morning with a mix of sunshine and clouds. It will be very warm with the temperature reaching a high of 88, approaching the record high of 92 set in 1996. There is a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 69. Tomorrow we'll have intervals of clouds and sunshine with temperatures not as warm in the afternoon, reaching a high of 81. There is a possibility of a couple of showers and thunderstorms, which may bring localized damaging wind gusts. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
See referee Rich and Dave Shannon's pre-show workout sessions with WRTA+. Now you've got WRTA Mornings on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
All right, he's been waiting a long time. Let's go to our phone call. Good morning.
Hi, you're on the air. Yeah, Steve.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Today is election day.
Yes, it is. I'm getting my 6 mile. I'm getting ready to go out the rails of trails, do my 6 mile walk, go get a shower, do my dishes, and go vote. Hey, I hope AOC is in a general election for the Democratic Party, because I'd like to see either Vance or Rubio debate her. They would kill her, but I wouldn't be surprised if she is the nomination in 2028 for the Democratic Party.
You never know. I mean, there's time here for somebody to step up that is more mainstream than what these people on the left side of the Democrat Party represent. There's somebody there, and I don't know who they are, but they will emerge and probably end up being the favorite after, you know, they may not have the notoriety that some of these people currently have. I mean, everybody knows who Ocasio-Cortez is. Everybody knows who Newsom is. Unfortunately, everybody knows who Harris is. And all of those things considered, you get somebody out there that's a normal-speaking, normal-thought kind of person, and you never know what could happen. But right now, I don't even know who that is. I don't delve that deeply into politics.
I was watching, and I wouldn't vote for him because I can't bring myself to vote for a Democrat, is Rahm Emanuel. I mean,
he is emerging. Like, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, and he sounds like Bill Clinton.
Yeah.
I think, like, I was watching Bill Maher's podcast, and he had an actor on, and a lot of left-wing people were riding this actor. Now this actor says he's a moderate Democrat and that he wants a Bill Clinton candidate, you know, and that's
kind of what Rahm Emanuel is. Yeah.
And I wouldn't vote for him if it was Rubio or J.D. Vance or anything like that, but I don't know. I just think it could be her because she will promise to tax the billionaires, the millionaires, and give everybody the world. And I'm telling you, my daughter is a manager at one of the local, well, not local, but she travels so many miles a day now. It takes her about 40 minutes to get to work at one of the grocery stores. And she says these younger generation, she's only 29, this younger generation wants everything hand it to him, wants free stuff, free this, and don't realize it's for free. It's not for free that the taxpayer's going to get it. So if she could get all these younger people rallied to vote for it, she could be the nomination, because I think she's planning on running.
Well, all I can say is there's two different groups of young people, just like there's two different groups in the country. It's become a very binary country. There's a group of young people. How many young people did you see at the event in D.C. on Sunday? I saw a lot. And this is, there's a lot of stories about that particular demographic turning back to faith, attending church, physically going to the church services, and they're thirsty for something to believe in. and they found it. And
well, that's I read a lot of religious stuff, a lot of Protestants, which I'm a Protestant. I'm going to stay a Protestant, but I have nothing. A lot of younger people are leaving a Protestant faith that you're going to Orthodox or Catholicism because they want something rooted in tradition. I call it the Little House in the Prairie and Walton's effect. I remember the congressional hearings on TV violence and violence in the movies back then, and people were striving. That's why those two shows became top 10 hits. People want to get back to tradition and, you know, the way, you know what I'm talking about? You going to church, being able to walk in your parks and stuff on a Sunday afternoon after church without drug addicts shooting up or urinating alongside the trees and stuff while you're trying to walk the kids in the parks that your taxes pay for, that these people are parasites to society. And I think that's why, you know, you're seeing a lot of big marches.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it plays out. Fortunately, it's fortunately it's just around the corner. I say fortunately because I don't know how much of this I can put up with again after the previous election that took place. But yeah, it's coming quicker than we want it to. Okay, we're just you know, 2 years out. So we'll see what happens twixt now and then.
I thank you for the call, Steve. I don't, you know. It's just, you know, to people who are grounded and who have their feet set firmly on the ground and are looking ahead or thinking about the state of our nation right now, which is chaotic at best, okay? It's chaotic. But the more we hear it and the more we see it, the more we have to believe it, that I think the Democrats / socialists have become so unhinged that they cannot see the forest for the trees, and they cannot see that right now, other than this Rahm Emanuel, they don't have anyone to put into the race for president and be serious. Now, I don't know what this guy is going to bring to the table. But
well, he was with Obama.
Well, that says it all then. That's what we need, another 4 years of that. We'll be completely communist if he gets in there, or Gavin Newsom, as the president calls him. But you can't tell me that there isn't someone in that party who is level-headed. And you know what? Dare I say, John Fetterman's probably the most level-headed senator on the Democratic side that we have in the United States Congress for now. He's probably the most level-headed because he's most of the center other than nobody else. He is the only one that gravitates to the middle because he sees things as, you know what, we have to work together to get things done because nothing is getting done. It is just hate, hate, hate. They being the Democrats, say we've got to stop hate. We've got to stop. And they come out and continue to feed the beast. They continue, you know, that PSA on TV where you keep feeding the pig? Mm-hmm. Well, that's what they're doing with the hatred. Yet they come out and say, oh, we have to work together. Donald Trump is evil. We hate Donald Trump. We're going to persecute him. We're going to prosecute him. We're going to impeach him. Hate Donald Trump. Hate Donald Trump. Love your neighbor. Do unto others as you would have done unto you. Yeah, that's a fundamental principle of my religion. But these people are out there spewing vile, disgusting things about the president, trying to take him down every day, and out of the other side of their mouth, on the back of their heads, they're saying, oh, we have to get along. Well, if they would start doing their jobs instead of promoting the hate campaign every day, we might get something done, and we wouldn't be in the shape we're in. This country is in just absolute poor condition.
You know why they don't do it? Because that would require thought. Spewing hate is much easier than going ahead and actually applying some thought to the situation. Just saying. AccuWeather says, breezy this morning. We'll see some clouds and sun, and then a thunderstorm this afternoon. High of 88. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm 69. Another thunderstorm possible in the afternoon tomorrow with clouds and sun. 81, a little bit cooler, much cooler Thursday, 60. 56 on Friday, speaking of much cooler. Then on Saturday, cloudy, a thunderstorm, 52. Outdoor plants, oh, plans can be impacted. I was going to say, what plants are going to be impacted? Sunday, cloudy, cool shower, 60, and 70 on Monday. It's 71. 71, mostly sunny, 655 WRTA mornings.
Energy decisions affect your rates and tax dollars every day. That's why Energy Matters, Let's Talk, brings you trusted energy information impacting Center, Blair, and counties across Pennsylvania. Join us every second Thursday of the month for conversations that affect you and your communities. Energy Matters, Let's Talk, because we're talking about what affects you the most. Sponsored by the Conservative Energy Network of Pennsylvania and Land and Liberty Coalition of Pennsylvania.
The Altoona Curve are back home for a week packed with chaos, fun, and PNG Field energy. Tuesday, May 19th, it's Racing Night, presented by Jennerstown Speedway. Speed, noise, and a VIP meet and greet with Jeffrey Earnhardt. Wednesday, May 20th, Education Day at 11 a.m., presented by ARC Federal Credit Union. Field Trip Baseball is back, plus a drawstring bag giveaway, thanks to WIC. Thursday, May 21st, is Mental Health Awareness Night, presented by the Mental Health Sponsors. A meaningful night at the ballpark, plus a Mercedes Moment giveaway from Home Nursing Agency. Friday, May 22nd, it's a PA Continental game presented by Mental Health Sponsors, featuring a whoopie pie giveaway from Shirley's Cookies. Saturday, things get spooky early. It's Halloween at the ballpark. Costume contest, big laughs, and Halloween-themed fireworks thanks to Gorilla House Gym, Olinger Brothers, Breezeline, and the PA Army National Guard. Sunday, hold on tight. It's Inflatable Costume Day. Wear it, bounce it, live it. Plus, an inflatable bat giveaway from Powerhouse Subs. Get your tickets today at altoonacurve.com, calling 877-99-CURVE, or stopping by the PNG Field box office. Make your way to Curve PA today!
WRTA Community Events.
Voices of Valor, Stories from the Frontlines is a fundraiser for the Future Central Pennsylvania American History Museum. Saturday, May 30th at the Blair County Convention Center. There'll be a number of retired military speakers, and the keynote speaker is Vietnam veteran and former Pittsburgh Steeler Rocky Dwyer. The program is from 9 to 3 with a dinner banquet from 5:30 to 8. For tickets, call 814-330-1598.
One in six people struggles with infertility. IVF changed everything for millions of families. But what's next? That's where it gets complicated. I'm Kim Commando for NetSuite. AI is here, and your competitors are already using it. If your revenue is over seven figures, get their free guide, Demystifying AI, at netsuite.com/Kim. A company called Conceivable built a robotic assembly line powered by AI that handles the entire IVF process, selecting sperm, selecting eggs, fertilizing embryos, then scoring each one and picking the best candidate to implant. In pilot testing, it achieved a 51% pregnancy rate and produced 19 healthy babies. The tech helping heartbroken couples finally have a family? That's remarkable. But AI scoring embryos on viability is one small step from AI scoring them on things like intelligence, height, eye color. The question isn't if that conversation is coming, it's when. And yes, technically, these are the world's first kids born with a 5-star rating. Get my newsletter at getkim.com.
Every business owner I talk to asks the same question. How do I make AI work for me? Not someday, today. Sitting on the sidelines is not an option. Your competitors aren't waiting. NetSuite by Oracle is the number one AI cloud ERP, trusted by over 43,000 businesses. It pulls your financials, inventory, commerce, HR, and CRM into one system. When everything lives in one place, your AI knows your business. It doesn't guess, it knows. You make decisions based on the data and AI, not on your gut. You get alerted to red flags before they turn into problems and make fast, confident decisions that move the needle. How do I know? I'm bringing NetSuite into my business right now. From software and IT services to healthcare, equipment manufacturing, financial services, and many other great American industries, NetSuite delivers a customized solution for your business. If your revenues are at least seven figures, get NetSuite's free business guide, Demystifying AI, right now. It's free to you at netsuite.com/Kim. That's netsuite.com/Kim, netsuite.com/Kim.
You're welcome.
Blair County's election headquarters. Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. WRTA Altoona.
Iran is not being bombed today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. President Trump says that was the plan to resume the attacks with nuclear talks stalled, but...
I was asked by Saudi Arabia, Qatar, UAE, and some others if we could put it off for 2 or 3 days, a short period of time, because they think that they are getting very close to making a deal.
The Iranians released a few statements overnight with the country's president, Masoud Pezeshkian, saying dialogue does not mean surrender, and a senior Iranian official, Mohsen Razi, attacking President Trump on X, saying he sets a deadline for a military attack and then canceled it himself, with the false hope that he will surrender the Iranian nation and officials, the iron fist of the powerful armed forces, and the great nation of Iran will force them to retreat and surrender.
That's Fox's Trey Yingston, Tel Aviv. Security is bolstered at mosques and cities across the U.S. after what's being called a hate crime in California. A shooting at the Islamic Center of San Diego. Three people were killed, including a security guard. Police Chief Scott Wall says
his actions were heroic. And undoubtedly, he saved lives today.
Fox's Alex Hogan reports the two attackers were teenagers.
Shots rang out at the center just before noon Pacific time yesterday. Police responding in full force because they were already searching for one of the suspects. The teen's mom had actually called police about 2 hours prior after seeing that some of her weapons were missing and finding a note from her teenage son.
He and the other teen were found dead in a car blocks away from the center. It's believed they shot themselves. The polls are opening now in Georgia and Pennsylvania, among the six states holding primaries today. In Kentucky, in what's been the most expensive House race ever, President Trump is urging voters to oust Thomas Massie, calling into a campaign rally last night.
I say he's the worst Republican congressman in the history of the country. I think he's just horrible. He's been a horrible, horrible person.
The president's backing Massey's challenger. Massie says the seat belongs to the people, not the president. America's listening to Fox News.
A small business affirmation from Progressive. Plumbers, today will be a good day. You will be profitable. Your clients will be nice. No one will stand over you and tell you how to fix the thing they actually hired you to fix. You will also feel at peace after switching to Progressive, America's number one commercial auto insurer. See if you can save in as little as 8 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, number one commercial auto insurer, from the NAIC's 2024 national premium data.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a crazy fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. Stop paying the big guys twice what you need to. Dial #250, say my name. That's #250, micro, to switch to Pure Talk, where the savings are truly unlimited.
An Ebola outbreak in Africa keeps spreading.
More than 500 cases are suspected so far. Ebola is a rare but dangerous disease that normally infects animals but can transfer to humans. Most cases in this outbreak are in the Democratic Republic of Congo, but at least two have been confirmed in Uganda. An American doctor in the DRC has fallen sick and is being taken to Germany for treatment. Missionary group Surge has named the American as Peter Stafford. The World Health Organization is calling the outbreak an international emergency. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says it's helping a small number of directly affected Americans leave the region. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Now that's separate from the hantavirus outbreak on a cruise ship that left three passengers dead. 18 Americans taken off the ship remain in quarantine in Georgia and Nebraska as a precaution. A three-day strike that shut down the nation's biggest commuter railroad in Long Island, New York, is over, settled last night.
We are looking forward to our members getting back to work and doing what they do best, which is serving the region. We appreciate everybody's patience during this time.
That's Rail Union Vice President Kevin Sexton. The service is being restored today. On Wall Street, stock futures are falling today after the Dow gained 159 points, but the NASDAQ dropped to 134. In the NBA playoffs,
a classic in Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals in Oklahoma City between the reigning champion Thunder and the San Antonio Spurs. OKC battled back from 10 points down with 9 minutes to go to force overtime. But that wasn't enough. Victor Wembanyama had 41 points and 24 rebounds to lead the Spurs over the Thunder in double overtime of Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals, 122-115. First time the reigning champs have lost a game in these playoffs.
That's Fox's Jared Max. There was also OT on ice in a Game 7, and the Montreal Canadiens won it in Buffalo, beating the Sabres 3-2 to advance to face Carolina in the NHL Eastern Conference Final. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles,
Here's Steve DeSager.
The Spurs took the opener of the NBA's Western Conference Finals at Oklahoma City, winning in double overtime, 122-115. Victor Wembanyama finished with 41 points and 24 rebounds. MVP of the Thunder, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, played 51 minutes, shot 7 of 23 from the floor. He finished with 24 points, 12 assists, 5 steals in defeat. The Pelicans' new head coach is Jamal Mosley from Orlando. In the NHL playoffs, Montreal won a Game 7 in overtime to end the second round, 3-2 at Buffalo. Cardinals quarterback Jacoby Brissett did not attend the start of OTAs. He wants a pay raise. In baseball, the Mets in 12 innings won 16-7 at Washington. Wins for Tampa Bay and the Yankees. The Angels ended a 6-game losing streak, edging the A's 2-1 on a 2-run homer bottom of the ninth. A's starting pitcher JT Ginn had a no-hitter to start the ninth.
The headlines that matter. The conversations you need.
I believe we all have to sit down and talk this out.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
The true purpose of high school sports is not about playing time or winning trophies. It's not about getting college scholarships or going pro. If that's your focus, you're missing the point. High school sports are about teaching life lessons and helping students become better people. While winning is the goal, growing is the purpose of high school sports, and we believe that is worth protecting.
Let's join together to protect the purpose of high school sports. Visit protectthepurpose.com. This message presented by the NFHS and the PIAA.
Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA is your home for Altoona Curve Baseball all summer long. Hi, this is John Moses, and I hope you'll join us throughout the season as my partner Preston Shoemaker and I tell the stories of the next wave of Pirates stars throughout the season. Can't make it to a game at People's Natural Gas Field? Then join us here on the Curve Radio Network, flown by Contour Airlines on Talk Radio 98.5 WRTA.
Count on us for the latest updates around the clock from around the world.
Hi, I listen to you just about every day.
I listen to you continually.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Here's your Jill on Money question of the day.
Katie from South Carolina asks, I'm 66 and plan to work full-time until 70. My IRA and savings are managed by one of the more expensive firms. Should I consider moving my accounts to a low-cost brokerage like Vanguard? Or, at this point, is it better to leave it where it is? Well, Katie, if you truly want to do this yourself and you feel comfortable doing it, then sure, it's of course doable. But if you feel like you do need that advisor relationship, you may want to consider looking around for less expensive options. I hope that helps.
Have a question? Go to JillOnMoney.com.
One thing is very clear.
CBS Mornings is clearly fun.
Watching Rocky with Rocky.
Morning, good vibes.
Gail came in singing for me today. CBS Mornings.
Weekdays at 7.
This is the CBS Entertainment Report. Some casting news to tell you about a certain student at Hogwarts, or should we say recasting.
Ginny?
Yeah, it's the part of Ginny Weasley in the upcoming Harry Potter series that debuts on HBO later this year. Gracie Cochran, who plays Ginny Weasley in season one, will not return for season two. A family statement says this is all due to unforeseen circumstances playing into it. The character crucial in the Harry Potter series as she eventually marries the boy who lived. No word yet on who could pick up the role. HBO says it fully supports the family's decision. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
Hey, it's CBS News business analyst and certified financial planner Jill Schlesinger. Follow and listen to Money Watch with Jill Schlesinger on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wendy Bell.
In the state of Minnesota, it is the most vile, fraudulent nightmare by Democrats. Democrats compensated, and the cycle continues around and around. President Trump, if we don't see people in handcuffs, it means spinning your wheels. Then everybody's going to know that MAGA was bullcrap.
Wendy Bell is America's anchor mom. Weeknights at 9 on WRTA.
Hi, this is Donna Gordy. Who are you going to call when you don't know who to call? Just call 211. 211 is free and confidential. 211 has a comprehensive database of information about Health and Human Services. It's a free service of Pennsylvania 211 and Contact Altoona. Remember, when in doubt, just call 211 or go online at pa211central.info.
Wherever you go, you can take us along. Listen to our live stream and never miss a thing. Listen during a root canal. Listen on the bus. Listen during your kid's school play. Just don't let them catch you doing it. Wherever you go, take us along. Listen to our live stream free on the Lightner Radio app.
Here's a reminder from the stations of Lightner Communications. Does your civic group, charity, fire hall, church, or other nonprofit organization have an event coming up that you'd like us to pass along to our listeners? Just go to our station website to the Events tab and click on the Submit an Event tab for your area. Please send it to us 2.5 weeks in advance and include your contact information in case we have a question. Lightner Communications is proud to serve our community.
On 98.5 FM, on your smart speaker, and on the Lightner Radio app.
I'm always connected to the breaking news when it happens.
You're tuned in to Central PA's biggest conversation.
It's where we all come to talk.
Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today we'll start off breezy in the morning with a mix of sunshine and clouds. It will be very warm with a temperature reaching a high of 88, approaching the record high of 92 set in 1996. There is a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 69. Tomorrow we'll have intervals of clouds and sunshine with temperatures not as warm in the afternoon, reaching a high of 81. There is a possibility of a couple of showers and thunderstorms, which may bring localized damaging wind gusts. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Right now, on the outside, there is some sunshine out there, 72 degrees, looking for another warm summer-like day today. In the news, the primary is now underway in Pennsylvania. Polls have been open for about 12 minutes. Get out there and vote if you're a party voter. If you're an independent, well, you got to sit this one out. That's by law. The Garrity campaign was in Cambria County yesterday promoting her running mate. Logan Township supervisors are looking to fill a vacancy on their board, and the Williamsburg School Board says no tax hike for you, at least in the preliminarily adopted budget for next year. All that coming up. In sports, the Pirates and Curve get back on the fields tonight. The Habs, I'm happy this morning. They beat Buffalo. Wasn't happy they blew the lead, but they beat Buffalo. And Aaron Rodgers, cited in Pittsburgh. Not only that, he was on the field.
What?
All that coming up. And in case you missed it, I'm going to give you another dose of Joe Concha and AOL bubblehead.com.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, good morning to you.
Welcome to hour number two of America's favorite morning talk show.
I'm liking it better and better.
Well, maybe Altoona's favorite.
Get out.
Well, maybe that car guy in Hollidaysburg.
I've known him for years.
Here's WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
You know, I just thought of something here. By the way, it's 7:13. It's 72. Welcome to WRTA Mornings for Tuesday. We got the updated list from Mel for the sandwiches and potluck. But I just realized that I am really offending a big part of our society.
By doing what?
By calling AOL Bubblehead.
Oh.
That is, I'm insulting bubbles. You know, you look at a bubble, and you see that little sphere going through that's full of air, like her brain, like her head, that little cylinder full of air. And I shouldn't give bubbles a bad name. But anyway,
yesterday... Bubble and save, as the commercial says now.
Oh, all that. One of the funniest ones, just say the line. Oh, okay. The line. That is funny. I can't stand those commercials anymore, but that is funny. Right, come back tomorrow. All right. Yesterday, I played you a clip of AOLBubblehead.com giving her a strategic plan for Taiwan should the Americans go in and get involved in some military stuff over there. You heard that brilliance. Well, this one tops it. 2 weeks ago, Ilhan Omar told us about World War XI. These are members of the squad. These are congressional. These are congresswomen. She told us about World War XI. Well, AOL Bubblehead stepped in it again yesterday. Joe Concha, whenever this was, Joe Concha has it about the revolution in America, the Revolutionary War. Do you remember that from your history books? Well, apparently, she missed that day in school. No, I got to do this right or I'm going to mess it up. She missed that day in school.
Apparently, the American Revolution was not fought over taxes or independence, but according to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, it was fought as a fight against billionaires or something.
The American Revolution was against the billionaires of their time. And we're declaring independence from such an extreme marriage of wealth and power and the state.
No. What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone listening right now is dumber for having listened to it. No representation without taxation. That's what it was all about. Pick up a history book.
Everyone's dumber for having listened to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is a candidate for president of the United States.
The leading candidate in polling that is being done. She's at the top of the list.
Now, I don't think I got this point across last hour because I was leading down that road. There has to be someone in that party that still has a scintilla of common sense left in their warped, deteriorating brains that says we cannot parade this woman in front of the American people and have her keep sounding so ridiculously stupid. We can't. But yet, who else are they going to put out there? I mean, if this is what they have, this should not even be a contest. And I guarantee you, they will not, even though it's part of the fabric, they won't agree to any debates. You go up and ask her who won the Civil War, you know what she'd say? America. That's what she would say. America won the Civil War. Well, who fought in the Civil
War? Would that be the U.S. Americans?
No, that was Miss South Carolina Succotash Queen.
I thought that was
no, not her. No. That she U.S. Americans was the ones that without maps.
Maps, yeah.
Maps. Not maps, maps. Maps was the Coneheads. Maps. But going back to AOLbubblehead.com, a debate or two, well, it would only take one. I mean, there is no way she's going to be able to formulate policy and memorize it, let alone because there's no teleprompters there.
Now, by the way, the idiocy that she just espoused, that Concha played, that was scripted. She was reading that from a script. Now, take that into consideration. It's one thing to go off half-cocked and not know what you're talking about. It's quite another to have it prepared, and you're reading it, and it's that crazy.
So what that says to me is that her writers or staff is even dumber than she is.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, that's one of the problems that people have in politics. They surround themselves with people that work with them that are sycophants. Everything that you say is right. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Ms. Cortez.
And if you noticed, the parallel that she tried to draw, because we all know the rhetoric today, oh, billionaires are the reason why America is in trouble. America, you know, Wall Street is as healthy as it's ever been. It's the hate and the vomit and the vitriol that you're spewing out there that's ruining the country. It's not Wall Street. How many times do we have to say it? Wall Street drives our economy. It's all about capitalistic business. Yeah, you made your millions off of capitalism, and now you hate it. Now you don't want any of your citizens to have a capitalistic gain because you made millions off the system and you don't like it now.
Well, and also, by doing that, you've eliminated the possibility that anyone that's against you can come back and get you because you made your billions and you're all taken care of. Why should they have the opportunity? You know, I did all that hard work.
Yeah.
And it's all mine.
Yeah, I didn't get any insider information on stock tips, did I? No. How did Bernie Sanders, a lifelong senator, okay, that's not a public, that's a public job. That's not a private sector job where he could probably make 10 times more. How did Bernie Sanders come to accrue and own three houses during his time in the Senate? Three homes, and he openly admitted it.
And how did Marjorie Taylor Greene go from being a construction company owner and operator that had about, I don't know, $200,000 in her bank account to having millions of dollars in her bank account?
And how did Nancy
Pelosi? That's from the Republican side.
And how? Yeah, and it's both. It's not one. It is both. How does Nancy Lugosi and her husband have a $400 million portfolio when he sold real estate and she was a lifelong congresswoman? How do you get to a $400 million portfolio when half of your working team is in Congress?
Mm-hmm.
She could have never taken a paycheck from the day she got into office until now, and she's still there, which is just numbing to the mind. But she could have saved every paycheck, never spent a cent of that first paycheck until her latest paycheck, and still not even come close to $400 million.
Yeah, to say the least.
So how did that, and selling real estate, yeah, real estate's a lucrative business, but a $400 million portfolio with your wife as a congresswoman? Seriously? He didn't work that much.
No, and he wasn't that good at picking.
No.
You know, picking the succeeding stocks to go ahead and invest in.
And you know what's really disheartening, folks, to you and me, the working people who have to go to work every day, who some of us can never retire, okay? We don't have $400 million portfolios to lean back on and say, oh, yeah, I'll just lay in the hammock today and drink Mai Tais. No, we have to go to work. But that gang of 535 down in Washington, I defy you to find anyone that's not a millionaire, at least a millionaire, one time over. I defy anyone to take any one of that gang of 535, and in case you don't know what that is the 435 representatives in the House, that would be Congress, and the 100 members of the Senate. Now, if you add 435 to 100, you get 535. I guarantee you, every single one of them is at least a millionaire one time over.
No one said there'd be math.
Well, just get used to it. We're going to have one. We're going to have a problem every day from here on out.
Great. But I always wanted to be a math teacher.
I defy anyone to find a poor person in Congress. I defy anyone to find a poor person in the House of Representatives or in the Senate. I defy you to find a poor person.
And also, to that end, the people that surround them, the staffers, I dare you to find a poor person amongst the staffers. Now, I'm not saying that any of the staffers come anywhere near the wealth of the members of Congress. However, they're pretty well taken care of.
Oh, they're not hurting.
No.
They're not having to buy 2 for $99 hot dogs.
Yeah. Who has those? Where can I get those?
Days gone by. I had a collapse flashback.
Yeah, definitely.
So,
well, hey, maybe this is something you want to talk about around the water cooler.
Oh, please. The gang of 535?
Yeah.
No, your choice. Go ahead.
No, it's, you know, that a combination of the display put on by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And
could you spell your initials for us, please? could I sound that
I,
out?
I know that this is an important thing, but
billionaires and
yeah, and we didn't billionaires back in King days
and Taiwan and
yeah and maps.
Maps. No, the maps is the other one. You keep trying to. Well, of course you
well,
messed.
What's
those,
the difference you, between
exactly,
the two?
Yeah. You mess those two together, and you still get squash.
So, Altoona Soft Water is the place to go if you want a water cooler in your place of business where people can gather and talk about such things.
We actually have a pen with ink in it.
Yes, you do. Isn't that amazing? Anyway, we have very few victories here.
Yeah.
Little ones most of the time, and we have to celebrate them when they happen. So having a pen that has ink in it in this studio, that's reason to celebrate.
Yeah, because usually what we have here is a bunch of chewed up pencils with no lead in them.
Yeah. And this one, just as a little flashback, since we like to do flashbacky kind of things, is the old Bic. It's still being made with the same design, the same cap.
And the same ink.
Yeah. So there.
And it's blue.
Yeah, it's blue. So anyway, gather around the water cooler. Make sure you contact Altoona Soft Water for that great bottled water that they have. But they have other things, too. They have coffee.
They have coffee services. They have water softeners. You can stop by 445 Logan Boulevard on the way out to Hollidaysburg. Big blue letters. You can't miss it. They've been a family-owned business since 1969.
And suddenly we drifted into Caddyshack for some reason.
What?
You kind of sounded like...
Like what?
What's his name from Caddyshack?
Oh, no, that narrows it down. Which one? Danny?
Bill Murray.
Carl.
Yeah.
Spackler.
You kind of sounded like Carl there when you were talking about Altoona Soft Water.
Altoona Soft Water. Yeah. You check them out. AltoonaSoftWater.com or stop by 445 South Logan Boulevard, Your Eminence. Give them something to talk about around the water cooler. You want a number? Oh, it's 814-943-2768.
Attaboy.
Tell them you heard it on WRTA Mornings and then say, Gungla, Gungla, Gungla.
Okay. AccuWeather says, breezy this morning, sun mixing with clouds, a thunderstorm this afternoon, 88, partly cloudy, warm tonight, 69, 81 tomorrow, more thunderstorms, and then things cool off, 60, 56, 52, 60, 70, those are your upcoming temperatures for Thursday through Monday. At 70, it's partly sunny at 727, WRTA Mornings.
Allegheny Trade Company is the place to go to buy and trade guns, and the place to buy ammo and firearm accessories. Allegheny Trade also has fishing gear. The knowledgeable staff at Allegheny Trade Company has information on local gun ranges and fishing and hunting locations. Open Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., Thursday, 9 to 5, Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 10 to 3. Allegheny Trade Company, 928 3rd Avenue, Duncansville. Order online and choose from over 80,000 items. Visit online at AlleghenyTrade.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-1509. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-1509. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-1509 or biglou.com.
Listen to WRTA anywhere at WRTA.com or on the Lightner Radio app. Streaming of WRTA is driven by Grubco Busing Incorporated in Heston.
Grubco Busing is your family-run travel partner serving Huntington State College, Altoona, and beyond since 1980. Grubco Charter Bus Tours offer superior comfort and convenience, and their professional drivers ensure a safe, relaxing, and enjoyable journey. Book your next adventure at GrubcoBusing.com or give them a call at 814-907-0518. Follow them on Facebook, too.
This is the 2-Minute Timeout with Joe Shuda on WRTA.
Welcome to Best Way Pizza. Can I take your order, please?
We dare, we dare, we dare to be square.
Thank you. Please pull around.
Whether it's before the game or after the game, make a stop at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg. You'll get it fast and get it fresh. Ask for the 3-cut special, the 10-cut special, or any of your favorite subs or salads. If you're feeding a crowd, you'll need the 28-cut party pizza. Satisfy your hunger at Best Way Pizza in Hollidaysburg.
Best Way Pizza.
Alex Presley spent all or parts of 8 seasons in the majors, 4 with the Pirates. He recalls being called up to the Pirates and his major league debut.
I remember it being the last day in Louisville in AAA in September. And I started in Altoona in 2010. I went up to AAA probably halfway through the year and then played really well in AAA. I had no expectations coming into that year of anything. I was coming off of back-to-back years in high A where I underperformed, I thought. And I felt like I was on the chopping block when I came to spring training that year and performed really well, then hit well in Altoona, then Indy hit well, and it was the last day in Louisville, and I got called in the office. I didn't really think anything of it. I guess I was kind of naive at that point. Frank Krimblis, our manager, kind of sat me down and was like, "Yeah, how would you like to get some bats in Pittsburgh?" And I was kind of like, "What? Like, what are you talking about?" Kind of taken aback. He's like, "Yeah," he's like, "you're getting called up." So like, I was in shock. Drove from Louisville to Pittsburgh with Jason Jaramillo, catcher. He rode with me. Both got called up. I think you could have talked to everyone in the Pirates front office and they would have said, "There's no way." They're playing the Atlanta Braves. I faced Scott Proctor. I remember I was my first at bat. I was super nervous, excitement, right? Just like anybody would. And I was like, I'm going to get a fastball and I'm going to swing at it first pitch. Or I remember getting that fastball. I was right on it, fouled it back. And all this adrenaline going in my body. So much adrenaline that I ended up striking out later in the at bat on like a ball in the dirt. And got another at bat. I had replaced Kutch in center in that game. We were getting beat pretty bad. They took him out. So that was an opportunity for me to come in and get my first at bat. And then my unknowingly, my second at bat was going to come and hit a hard one hop low liner, hit really hard to Freddie Freeman. He kind of dove and got it. And then Christian Martinez was the pitcher. Freddie Freeman tried to get up and beat me to the bag because Martinez wasn't there and he wasn't able to do it. So we kind of had one of those like step on the bag close at the same time scenarios, and I was safe. It's a moment I'll never forget for sure.
That's your 2 minute timeout. I'm Joe Shuda.
Scenic views overlooking Blair County from the WRTA studio, only on WRTA Plus. Now back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Fox News, I'm CJ Pop. Authorities trying to figure out why two teens went on a shooting rampage in Southern California.
5 people are dead, including the 2 gunmen at the Islamic Center of San Diego in Claremont. Among the victims was a security guard at the center. According to law enforcement, the 2 teen suspects died from self-inflicted gun wounds, and law enforcement started looking for the 2 teenagers before the shooting even started when a mother had called police to report her son missing.
Fox's Alex Hogan. President Trump decides against bombing Iran again.
We've had very big discussions with Iran, and we'll see what they amount to.
And the polls are open for the primary in Kentucky. President Trump is backing a candidate he hopes can knock out incumbent Republican Congressman and his nemesis, Thomas Massie. America's listening to Fox News.
Partly sunny, 733, Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240. The polls are now open for Pennsylvania's primary election for today. They'll be open until 8. Voters will select party candidates for a variety of races in the general election in November, including Congress, the State House, and Senate. Registered voters can find your polling place on the Department of State webpage before you head out to vote. Or you can just call the local office in Hollidaysburg. Republican gubernatorial candidate Stacey Garrity and Lieutenant Governor candidate Jason Ritchie brought their pre-primary tour to the Cambria County Republican headquarters yesterday, focusing on rural, often overlooked areas of Pennsylvania. Garrity emphasized an inflection point for the state, pushing a platform focused on energy, development, and reducing household utility costs. Campaign stop highlighted the candidate's focus on smaller communities ahead of today's primary. Logan Township supervisors are accepting applications until 4:15 today to fill the seat left vacant by the death of Joe Metzger earlier in this month. Eligible residents must submit a resume and a specific application questionnaire in person to the township office with a replacement appointment scheduled for May 28th. At least one Blair County school district has a no tax hike budget plan for next year. The Altoona Mirror reports Williamsburg Community School Board has approved their proposed 26-27 spending plan that does not include a property tax increase. The budget sits at just over $10.5 million with a projected $650,000 deficit. The budget will now be open for public inspection for 30 days and will be voted on June 9th. No details were given on how the district will handle that budget deficit. A New York judge has ruled that while the initial search of Luigi Mangione's backpack in Altoona was unconstitutional, the alleged murder weapon found during a subsequent station house inventory search is admissible in his upcoming state murder trial. Judge Gregory Caro suppressed evidence from the restaurant search, including a passport and magazine, but deemed the later discovery of a handgun lawful. Mangione is accused of murdering UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson in New York. Penn State's Lambda Chi Alpha fraternity chapter will implement a comprehensive intervention plan and has accepted a one-semester suspension to resolve allegations of hazing from the spring 2025 semester, according to a release from the university. Following an investigation into practices like servitude and alcohol abuse, the chapter removed over 70 members through a voluntary resolution process and agreed to mandatory training and ongoing monitoring by the university. Penn State has suspended 10 fraternity chapters, including 9 for hazing. The latest is Delta Chi, facing a minimum 4-year suspension since April due to hazing, substance violations, and policy breaches. Senator Dave McCormick of Pennsylvania says the restart of Three Mile Island symbolizes Pennsylvania's future as an energy producer. The Republican toured the facility yesterday as work continues to restart Unit 1 after it closed in 2019. He said the reopening of the facility, known as the site of the worst commercial nuclear accident in U.S. history, is emblematic of the rebirth of nuclear power. The reactor could reopen as soon as June of next year. Well, a rift has occurred within the community of Bellefonte after a Bellefonte High School senior was expelled just weeks before graduation. He voluntarily surrendered a fishing knife deemed a weapon by the district that he mistakenly took on a field trip, which triggered a 3,500 signature petition against the school board's unanimous decision. Student is reported to have accidentally brought the knife, and when he realized his mistake, he gave it to a teacher. While the board cited a consistent application of their policy, critics argue the penalty is excessive. Superintendent Roy Rozowski noted in a letter the school policy dictates potential expulsion for the mere possession of a weapon. 27-year-old Nantigla man identified as Calvin Ates died yesterday after losing control of his motorcycle and sliding off Admiral Perry Highway in Munster Township. State police reported the accident occurred around 2 a.m. when Ates failed to negotiate a curve in the road, resulting in that crash. Students pursuing short-term career and technical training programs will soon be able to use federal Pell Grants to help pay for school. Education officials say the new workforce Pell Grant rule expands eligibility to programs tied to high-demand job fields, with states deciding which programs to qualify. Students can begin applying for the funding beginning July 1st. 7:37, here is the morning sports.
Well, after a day off, both the Curve and Buccos are back on the fields tonight. The Curve continue a 2-week homestand by welcoming the Erie Seawolves to PNG Field. Altoona coming off a series win over Harrisburg. They took 4 of 7, and first pitch tonight is set for 6 here on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA. After a disastrous weekend against Philadelphia, the Pirates will try to get their ship righted against the Redbirds. That's no easy task. The teams met 2 weeks ago in the Berg, and the Redbirds swept a 4-game set. Mitch Keller is going to start for the Bucks tonight, and first pitch is set for 7:45 on 96.1 Hank FM. Well, at least the Stellars won't have to wait until July for Aaron Rodgers. To the surprise of many, he was in attendance at the Steelers' organized team activities yesterday to get a start on this season's training. Last year, Rodgers waited until mandatory minicamp started before he announced he was even coming to Pittsburgh. Former college and pro coach Urban Meyer lost his court case to claim $30 million from the Jacksonville Jaguars. A court ruling denied Meyer his claim that the Jags owed him $30 million after he was fired for cause back in 2021. An unidentified source leaked the details to the media without comment from either side. The NHL's version of the Frozen Four is now set. Montreal blew a 2-0 lead last night, but scored nearly 12 minutes into overtime to beat the Buffalo Sabres 3-2 to advance to the Eastern Conference Finals of the Stanley Cup playoffs. And welcome now to Carolina. Yeah, Raleigh, that's where you're going to be with a team that hasn't played since May 9th. That's what happens on Thursday.
District 6 baseball and softball playoffs took advantage of the summer-like weather for games yesterday in baseball. Triple-A quarters, Richland over Central Cambria 10-4. Bald Eagle Area eliminated Central 8-7. Tyrone upset Huntingdon 2-1, and Phillipsburg Mercy ruled Marion Center 11-1. Single-A quarters, Juniata Valley over Williamsburg, 8-4. Claysburg top purchase line, 12-2. Homer Center, 16. St. Joe's, 3. And Northern Cambria, 6. Conemaugh Valley, 2. In softball, Triple-A quarters, Bedford shutout Cambria Heights, 3-0. Bald Eagle Area with a shutout of Huntingdon, 3-0. Westmont top Central Cambria, 6-4. And Phillipsburg, 11. Forest Hills, 1. Double-A quarters in softball, West Branch defeated Mount Union 8-6 and Southern Huntingdon 16, Moe Valley 5. Single-A quarters, Claysburg pounded Penns Manor 11-1, Juniata Valley got by Homer Center 10-9, Purchase Line defeated Bishop McCourt 3-1, and Conemaugh Valley doubled up Portage 18-9. 70, partly sunny, 740, WRTA Mornings.
Real good news from the Gospel of Luke chapter 7. They were filled with awe and praised God. A great prophet has appeared among us, they said. God has come to help his people. This news about Jesus spread throughout Judea and the surrounding country. John's disciples told him about these things. Calling two of them, he sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?" When the men came to Jesus, they said, "John the Baptist sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we expect someone else?'" At that very time, Jesus cured many who had diseases, sicknesses, and evil spirits, and gave sight to many who were blind. So he replied to the messengers, "Go back and report to John what you have seen and heard. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the good news is proclaimed to the poor. Blessed is anyone who does not stumble on account of me."
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are your bad feet making you grumpy all day, like Dan was?
I was born with a sunny disposition, but I had so much knee pain and foot pain, I wasn't that way anymore. I didn't know what to do. But then I'm driving down the street one day and my knee's hurting, and I see a Good Feet store. I thought, what do I have to lose?
Good Feet arch supports aren't just a cushion or a flimsy shoe insert. We have a system of arch supports designed to create better alignment for all four of your foot's arches. And the only place to get the Good Feet system is at the Good Feet store.
Once I got my arch supports from Good Feet, I just went back to being my happy self again. My wife noticed it. My friends noticed it. Even my dog noticed it. I just wish that I'd found Good Feet 20 or 30 years ago. I've got my sunny back.
Visit the new store in Logan Town Center across from Barnes & Noble. Book your free fitting at goodfeet.com.
Thanks to the Good Feet store.
Hey, you've been hearing me talk all about the Sig Sauer P365, the number one selling concealed carry pistol in America, the one I carry every single day. Now, whether you live in a state that requires a permit or somewhere that loves freedom and allows for permitless carry, like where I live in the free state of Florida, more people are taking their safety and that of their family into their own hands. You want something for self-defense? Now, Sig Sauer, all proudly made right here in America, the choice of the U.S. military, our NATO partners, and elite units around the world, and my personal choice, the one I carry every single day, the most popular, best-selling concealed carry pistol on the market. And I can tell you firsthand, the P365, it's comfortable, very easy to shoot, an amazing firearm. We are a Sig Sauer family right here on the Sean Hannity Show. The P365, try it at your local range today. Buy American-made. Go to SigSauer.com/Hannity. You'll get a discount and a list of dealers where you live.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Home Depot is holding up better than expected, even though its customers are dealing with higher gas prices. Home Depot's earnings and revenue both topped expectations. Chief Executive Ted Decker says underlying demand is relatively similar to last year, despite greater consumer uncertainty and housing affordability pressure. Google and investment firm Blackstone will create a new artificial intelligence company. Google plans to sell its own AI chips to compete with Nvidia. The Wall Street Journal says as Google and Blackstone have identified data centers that will likely be part of the venture. The new Fed Chair Kevin Warsh will be sworn in on Friday at the White House. The last time the swearing-in ceremony was held at the White House was Alan Greenspan in 1987. Crude oil prices remain elevated this morning. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decisions.
Here's your AccuWeather forecast. Today we'll start off breezy in the morning with a mix of sunshine and clouds. It will be very warm with the temperature reaching a high of 88, approaching the record high of 92 set in 1996. There is a chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon. Tonight will be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 69. Tomorrow we'll have intervals of clouds and sunshine with temperatures not as warm in the afternoon, reaching a high of 81. There is a possibility of a couple of showers and thunderstorms, which may bring localized damaging wind gusts. With your AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on Talk Radio 98.5 and 1240 WRTA.
Check out WRTA Plus for more exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Now, back to WRTA Mornings with Referee Rich and Dave Shannon.
...746 WRTA Mornings for Tuesday. And we have a guest.
Yes, welcoming into the studio, Brittany Pride. Hey.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Okay. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Brittany is here on behalf and representing Five Star Mitsubishi, which I am quite familiar with.
She gets a paycheck from them.
And not from us. She gets a paycheck from them, and all you have to do is look around town.
She even wore her official Five Star Mitsubishi gear.
She's probably headed right to work from here, correct?
I am. Indeed.
All right. Well, I can speak firsthand from Mitsubishi. Purchased one last July and have been very, very happy with it, especially the improved gas mileage that I get from my previous vehicle, which was 15 miles to a gallon in my previous vehicle. And I won't say what it was, but this has been – I actually just completed a time where I went 5 weeks between fill-ups.
Awesome.
It's a lot of city driving. I don't, you know, I'm in my off season as far as sports goes, so I don't have to travel very far. But it was 5 weeks between fill-ups. Now I'm actually on the third week of this current fill-up. So I've had great success with my Mitsubishi.
Well, thank you for your business, and I'm happy to hear it.
Speaking of mileage, you have PHEVs.
Yes, we do have some PHEVs. We have 13 remaining from 2025. They're going quick.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I think that I've heard from manufacturers across the different, you know, vehicle lines is that they got to a point where they realized there's still an ongoing fear about a full electric vehicle. And if you come up with a hybrid of some sort, people are willing to go with that because that does increase the mileage. Probably 10 to 15 miles to a gallon.
Oh, certainly it does. And it allows customers to, you know, have the luxury of going on a long trip without the fear of, hey, where can I charge my vehicle next? So it gives you the benefits of both.
Yeah. And one of the things I do a lot in the outdoors, and I end up in the middle of nowhere quite a bit as far as fishing goes. And it's that fear would just eat me alive. But when you get into this, into a PHEV, it's like, I could maybe do that.
Yeah, definitely. If you have a small commute to work, and you may not even have to put gas in the vehicle for far longer than you.
That would be wonderful if I could do it. Well, I didn't get a hybrid. I'm just put gas in the car and go. I'm the old combustible engine type of guy. But I will tell you what put me over the top with buying your vehicle was the warranty. The 10-year, 100,000-mile warranty, and it was explained to me last summer, and there's actually different categories to the warranties that I got. And but that sold me. I will be perfectly honest with you. Along that I was getting great new gas mileage and a new vehicle, the warranty is what sold me.
Yeah, a lot of customers love the best warranty in the business. A 5-year, 60,000-mile bumper-to-bumper, 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. I mean, you're covered for pretty much your entire ownership.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And I see here that you have the Outlander Trail Edition.
Have you guys seen it yet?
No, I have not.
No, no. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's rugged out for the outdoorsy type. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the off-road tires, you know, big roof rack to put any kind of, you know, equipment you want to take. Very nice. Popular, very good-looking vehicle.
Yeah.
Hmm. Now, for your numbers, for your sales numbers, I'm telling you, and somebody said this to me years ago, it's like when you buy a new vehicle, all of a sudden, you see a lot of that same vehicle driven by other people. Well, that is so true in this case. I see Outlanders, and I got an SE, everywhere.
Yeah, we're very blessed. We have a lot of customers in the area, and you know, a lot of people have upgraded to the new Outlander, new body style.
Mm-hmm.
They've really stepped up with the features, and,
yeah.
And people love it.
Yeah. Let's see. What else did we want to talk about? Oh, by the way, that the Trail Edition... 9,000 off.
Yes, 9,000 off for 72 months at 0%. It's a great time to come in and check it out.
Yeah, might have to do
now
that.
You have, I got a great rebate last year, but you have some seriously high rebate offers.
Yeah, summer sales event coming in strong. We want to move a lot of Outlanders and other models in the lineup, you know, for customers to take advantage of all the savings.
Yeah.
Now, you're in a business where volume is everything.
Sure.
Okay, volume is everything. And in our economy, which everybody tells us the economy is still strong, for the car industry, are you happy with the way things are going sales-wise? Because some people aren't real happy with the economy nowadays, meaning Americans, you know,
yeah,
everyday
sure.
We're hardworking Americans. And, you know, maybe getting a new vehicle might be a little out of reach. So what can you tell them?
I tell them that, you know, come to Five Star Mitsubishi. We take good care of our customers. We're very blessed. We, you know, have great sales going on right now, and we've seen all of our customers take advantage of that, and we're trying to help any way we can to make sure that we help our customers, you know, if they're in a bad spot, if they need to come in, get an upgrade, anything that we can do.
You would have seen two Outlanders in the lot had you come on a different day. The X-Man. Also has one. And it was kind of interesting. You talk about service. He was there for service, and he ended up driving a new car out. He got a new Outlander. He previously had an Outlander, and it was like, you know, he was while he was waiting for the service to be done, it was like somebody said, why don't we talk about maybe, you know, getting a new one for you? And it was like he drove out in a new Outlander. So... service call ended up being a lot better than what he thought, you know.
Well, happy so, to hear that.
No, and I think that's a tribute to, you know, the fact that everyone there at Five Star takes note of the people that are around and, you know, are friendly, you know, and like to talk to people. And one of the worst things is to go into a dealership and you sit down at someone's desk and you never see them again for about 15 minutes. You know, and it's like, what are they plotting and planning, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Brittany, you are located at 1312 Logan Boulevard. Give us your hours of operation.
Well, actually, it's 1200 Logan Boulevard.
1200? All right, well, it does.
That's all right.
Okay. Oh, all right. I'm reading the other address
that's
from
okay.
Paula.
Oh, that's all right.
Okay. Well, I was
right
close.
Up the street. Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
up,
yeah,
right up the street.
See,
yeah.
Paula's right up the street from us.
Yeah. She's your neighbor.
Yeah.
1200 Logan Boulevard. Okay.
Yep. We're open 9 to 8 Monday through Friday, 9 to 5 on Saturdays. And our service department's open from 6 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Friday, as well as
those
9
are nice
to
hours.
Yeah,
yeah,
we try to accommodate all of our customers.
Yeah.
And make sure you give you plenty of time to come in.
Okay. Well, Brittany, it's been a pleasure to have you here.
Yeah, it's great to come in. Thank you guys for having me.
Okay. All right, moving on to our hats off to heroes here at Leitner Communications. Today, saluting Tyrone Borough Police Department Officer Brandon Immler. Brandon, thank you for putting your life on the line for us, and hats off to heroes is brought to you by Brumbaugh Fireworks, Ron Beatty Carpet, and Upholstery Cleaning. Brent Kogan Electrical Services, Neely Strangeau Polish Pottery and More, and 3ECHO Emergency Solutions. Once again today, saluting Tyrone Borough Police Department Officer Brandon Emler. Thank you for what you do.
All right, let's go to Kepner's Grandview Meats. Stuffed peppers today, roast beef, meatloaf, steak tips, and garlic pasta, ham dinner. Beef short ribs on the menu, and today is steak sub with peppers and onions day. Matt's back, so that's his sandwich. That was his creation, so get to it over at Kepner's Grandview Meats. So they're going to be open 8:30 to 5 today through Friday, and Saturdays they're open 8 to 3. You also have Chris's Cakes in the back. You can get your orders in for Memorial Day weekend, which is coming up this weekend, so you better get those orders in. If you want to barbecue, you might want to get some good cuts of meat or poultry from Kepner's or whatever else you want for if you're having a picnic, if you're having an outdoor celebration to celebrate the upcoming holiday, which is the unofficial start of summer. Give them a call. Give them a call about their catering as well. If you're going to have graduation party, graduations, first communions, all that. Great stuff coming now in the spring. You want to put together a little party. Kepner's has great catering items. They have meat and cheese trays, sandwich trays. They have entrees. They have side dishes. Talk to Mel or any one of the great staff at Kepner's about that. And also, Chris's Cakes are in the back along with the cream pies. And don't forget that you can get milk. You can get drinks as well, bread and rolls, everything under one roof. You can also get smash burgers and steak subs, and you can get whole or half subs made each and every day. And sign up for Kepner's Grandview Meats. And speaking of that, let's get the contestant for tonight's game as the Altoona Curve get back to work at home. They are taking on Erie tonight. And the slips fell out. Okay. Here we go. Jed Zioli. I think that's how you pronounce it. Jed, you're the contestant tonight for the Grand Slam contest. So if a Curve player hits a Grand Slam tonight, Jed, you're going to win a $100 gift card from our friends at
Kepner's Grandview Meats. AccuWeather says some thunderstorms are possible this afternoon. Otherwise, sunny today and a high of 88. Tonight, partly cloudy, warm, 69. Enjoy that. That's going to change here shortly. Intervals of clouds and sun tomorrow, 81, and thunderstorms again. Then Thursday, yes, the cooled air arrives, 60 for a high, 56 on Friday, 52 on Saturday, and on Sunday, 60, and Monday, 70. That's very, well, the 70 would be just, it could do that for a number of days if it wants to. It being the weather. 75, sunny. It is 7:57 WRTA mornings.
Energy decisions affect your rates and tax dollars every day. That's why Energy Matters Let's Talk brings you trusted energy information impacting Center, Blair, and counties across Pennsylvania. Join us every second Thursday of the month for conversations that affect you and your communities. Energy Matters Let's Talk, because we're talking about what affects you the most. Sponsored by the Conservative Energy Network of Pennsylvania and Land and Liberty Coalition of Pennsylvania.
The Altoona Curve are back home for a week packed with chaos, fun, and PNG Field energy. Tuesday, May 19th, it's Racing Night, presented by Jennerstown Speedway. Speed, noise, and a VIP meet and greet with Jeffrey Earnhardt. Wednesday, May 20th, Education Day at 11 a.m., presented by ARC Federal Credit Union. Field Trip Baseball is back, plus a drawstring bag giveaway, thanks to WIC. Thursday, May 21st, is Mental Health Awareness Night, presented by the Mental Health Sponsors. A meaningful night at the ballpark, plus a Mercedes Moment giveaway from Home Nursing Agency. Friday, May 22nd, it's a PA Continental game presented by Mental Health Sponsors, featuring a whoopie pie giveaway from Shirley's Cookies. Saturday, things get spooky early. It's Halloween at the ballpark. Costume contest, big laughs, and Halloween themed fireworks thanks to Gorilla House Gym, Olinger Brothers, Breezeline, and the PA Army National Guard. Sunday, hold on tight. It's inflatable costume day. Wear it, bounce it, live it. Plus, an inflatable bat giveaway from Powerhouse Subs. Get your tickets today at altoonacurve.com, calling 877-99-CURVE or stopping by the PNG Field box office. Make your way to Curve PA today.
Roll out. Summer means longer days and more deals at Lowe's. This Memorial Day, shop Miracle-Gro 0.75 cubic foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Plus, get select 1.5-gallon red, white, and blue annuals hanging baskets, 2 for $15, to show off your favorite plants. Stop traffic with stunning landscaping and save while you do it. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 5/27. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location while supplies last.
Pump up the volume.
Business moves fast. Orders roll in, deadlines close in. When you ship with USPS Ground Advantage, you can keep up with confidence. Every package stays in our secure network from dock to door. And with nationwide reach, dependable tracking, and upfront affordable pricing, you get built-in peace of mind. You run the business. We run the routes. Visit USPS.com/Ground Advantage to learn more.
Oh, what? What are folks? He's crazy.